Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It is Egg Day. As in agriculture.
Oh, ag.
Yes,
egg.
Well,
every day is Egg Day.
That's part of the food chain. Yeah, for sure. But it is. Today is the day we say. I actually woke up a couple times in the middle of the night and thought, can you imagine a world without farmers? Or where we said, you know, we'll just get this from some far off land and hope the supply chains don't get disrupted and everything else. You talk about being secure in the United States of America, no matter what comes. You can thank a farmer for that. Thank a rancher for that. And so today...
Then you can hope the government doesn't screw that up somehow.
Right. Yeah. Well, they try. They try, but farmers take a bow. Ranchers take a bow. You know, it is Ag Day. I'm with Todd. Every day's Ag Day, but by golly, today we're going to... We're going to dole out a little bit of gratitude for you today on the program. And farmers, we're going to give you the floor here. What's something we can do for you? Tell us something tangible that you'd like us to realize about what you do day in and day out. One thing I always, whenever I have conversations about agriculture and people say, farm program or this or that, you know, whatever, some armchair quarterback out there has got it all figured out. I said, do you understand the amount of risk on the shoulders of any farmer or rancher? You know, weather, prices, cost of equipment and inputs these days, just the sheer volume of risk from doing what they do to feed us is enormous. So that's my thing that I say enormous respect for you, because how can you have that level of risk and not... look at every cloud a little bit differently, and ones you see and ones you don't see. And yes, every cloud has an edge. But sometimes they're a little bigger and take a little longer to reach that edge than any other time. So I'd love to hear from our ag world today. The floor is yours. Anything you want to do, tell us what we need to know. Tell us what's on your mind, and know we have great gratitude for you, okay? Call us at 800-228-0550. Or text me, 701-237-1590. But I love it when you call. Local number for Todd, the radio god right there at the K-Fire Studios in Bismarck, 701-237-1590. You'll have Daniel answer the call because you're pushing too many other buttons, though, right, Todd?
Yeah.
258-0550, 258-0550, the local number for What's in Your Mind on Ag Day. Shout out to farmers and ranchers. Floor is yours. Tell us what we need to know. Lay it on us. We want to hear it. How can we help? What can we do? I'm thinking about that a lot lately. You know, the beef supply chain, given the price situation and the spikes at the supermarket, aren't making it into the pockets of the ranchers. Maybe we ought to buy direct.
How we
can help? Yeah, right.
Cut out that middleman.
Exactly right. Whatever you can do to support a farmer and a rancher, you ought to do it. So, floor is yours, troops. Take advantage of being able to tell us what we need to hear today, so we can lean into what you do a little more and not take you for granted ever. Okay. Bill Delzell. Speaking of farmers, he's our farmer today. Farmer from Ray, North Dakota, who said, "Not doing much right now, so I think I'll go to Ukraine." We've cut out the middleman of the corporate woke media reporting on it. You know, somebody made this point yesterday. How do you trust? How do you trust what's on your television screen, in your newspaper, over the radio?
Do you trust it?
Yeah. So we cut out the middleman. We go right to Ukraine and talk to a North Dakota farmer and know that what he's saying is not clouded by a woke corporate media. So we'll talk with Bill Delzell a little later on. We are going to talk with Congressman Kelly Armstrong in our next hour. take your calls, questions, and comments. I want to tap into Kelly's experience from an oil family. If we cannot take advantage now of educating the consumer of the power of domestic energy, I think we've lost our moment. It won't happen. The perfect storm of the price soaring as a result, long before this situation between Russia and Ukraine, too, price is spiking. Don't forget that. Why? The policies of the Biden administration, they are to blame. So perfect opportunity to say, okay, these policies from that election make domestic energy less likely, and you're paying the price for it. What are you going to do about that? But if we can't capture this moment and they win, fake news wins, the spin meisters win. What was it? Yesterday it was Putin price hike, and today it's now, they're gouging. They're gouging. That's the reason this is happening. So we'll talk to him about that. We're also going to meet somebody from the I Am Lignite campaign. Kate Colden will join us from the BNI Center Mine. She's a mining engineer there, so that'll be kind of fun, too. All today on the program, we call What's on Your Mind. Carla, north of Bismarck, let's go to you first here on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Carla.
Hi. Well, I have something that I'm hoping you can direct us to and help us find. We raise sheep outside of Bismarck, north of Bismarck, and we have a neighbor that has a beautiful cattle ranch. And between us, we would like to sponsor a Ukrainian farm family to come here and stay with us and help us on the farm for the next 6 months to a year. How would we find such a family?
It's a good question. We can ask our friend Bill at the bottom of the hour here a little bit about that, if he's connected with any he's a farmer, so I think he might. And I got to think also that there are some other folks. There's a pretty rich connection to Ukraine and North Dakota. Howard Dahl, great history from the Steiger years, has done a lot of business there. Titan has operations there. So it's a generous offer and a great idea, Carla. It is, and I got to think there's somebody listening that would say, hey, I want to help. So if you have an idea on how we could connect Carla and their neighbors to sponsor a farm family to come here. And I know that the government of Ukraine has been very vocal about asking the ag community there not to stop. But that's, of course, easier said than done. They don't want them to flee. They don't want them to be because that's a big part of their economy, obviously. But I imagine there's some people that have said, I got to do something different. So it's a good question, Carla. I'll have you hang on here in a moment. We'll get your telephone number so we can connect you if somebody does call us, anybody has an idea there.
Okay.
Bless you. Bless you for the idea. It's Ag Day, though, as a sheep family and your neighbors. What do you want us to know about agriculture? How can we help you?
I think just an awareness in the supermarket, an awareness of where the food comes and perhaps what the daily life is like for people that are raising animals, especially here in the spring when there's so many things being born. And but we're grateful. We're grateful for the spring we're having. It's fantastic. But to further that connection to our food in the supermarket.
Should not be hard what you're asking, but it is amazing to me that people think, that comes from the supermarket. I mean, if we were to find a middle school and say, where's food come from? It'd probably say, you know,
box,
Hornbacher's, Dan's Supermarket, you know, cash-wise, I don't know, you know, Walmart, yeah, a box. Yeah, exactly right. What is daily life like, Carla? Give me a typical day and how it differs from city life.
Well, it doesn't stop at all 24 hours a day because right now we have to check the animals every couple hours to make sure that the lambing is going okay because it's so easy for something to not go okay. So someone is getting up and getting out there and checking on things every couple hours. And yet your daily life of appointments goes on and you never know when those appointments are something that you actually can go to or if they, you know, doctor appointments, dentist appointments, you just don't make it because something is lambing or something needs to go to the vet or it's now too soft to be able to get down to your hay, and so you have to get up when it's still frozen in the morning and get all your feet around because you can't move your tractor around. It, you know, it's just kind of a constant juggling. You have to stay really loose and just be super flexible, and you can plan, but you can't plan the outcome.
All that so we can have a lamb chop. See, we just go to the restaurant, order a lamb chop, and think there's nothing to it. But it's a very good illustration, Carla. Thank you very much. Hang on, if you would. I'll get your number in case anybody has an idea or two on how to meet your request there to sponsor a Ukraine farm family. Okay, Carla?
Thank you. You bet.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
It is. Texter says, what risks, Scott? Farmers get every insurance of making money where they work for it or the government pays them. They make money every year. Lots of it. Nothing I'm ungrateful for, but let's not exaggerate the amount of risk they take when they're insured by the federal government. Listen, this could be one of the most ignorant comments ever made, and I don't mean to be derogatory towards the listener, because all opinions are welcome here. And
My was kind of soft-selling my reaction.
because you're talking about crop insurance as an example. Well, that doesn't exactly make you whole, and you pay for that.
What about ranchers? So, what do they have? Not
really yeah,
much,
they
right?
don't have that.
Do
you're right.
Do you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive trackers with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Reveille, wake up, stand up, let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hot beef sandwich today in the Valley City. I'm pretty sure that came from a factory somewhere, right? Chicken pot pie. Also, Valley City, the hot meals, the home-cooked meals, and the grab-and-go convenience waiting for you. PetroServe USA today, one of our fine sponsors here on What's On Your Mind. Swedish meatballs in Harwood today. Meatloaf, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, or Cheesy Taco Hot Dish. What a day to salute our ag world when we're talking about Sloppy Joe's, the 12th and I-29. Kind of like that idea. Tater Tot Hot Dish on NP Avenue. Chicken Fettuccine in Glendon or Salisbury Steak in Euland. Texter says, wow, please tell that ignorant texter to come on the show. Tell us his or her name. I want to hear more how to live off of crop insurance. Even Biden hasn't said anything that goofy. Yeah, I just think it's and again, I don't begrudge the comment from the standpoint of somebody just might not be aware. But there's a viewpoint out there that farmers farm the mailbox. It just is an old, antiquated model. It really isn't. That's the day of old. And crop insurance allows you to fight for another day, to live and fight for another day. But it doesn't make you whole at all. It doesn't. But, in my mind, farmers and ranchers are going to take advantage of programs that are available to them. But what do they do with it? They feed us. Okay? And they still go to the bank and say, gulp, there's my name. I'm going to sign on the dotted line right there. So, ranchers and cattle people don't get the same benefits as another tax tip, but they're playing the same game. If Mother Nature doesn't cooperate, we have major issues. And are insured or compensated by the government as much as the farmers are. Are not insured as much as the farmers are. Another texter says, I'm not a big farmer, but we'll go through $800 of fuel a day. The big rigs will be double that. Let's go, Brandon. Well, that's what I'm getting at. The amount of risk, the amount of input costs is to go up. All kinds of factors. Prices go up and down. Weather. It's a good point. Texter says, I don't know how that comment falls into the category of most ignorant. I can think of dozens of professions that after gambling on the weather in battle with Mother Nature, and if she wins and wipes them out or causes delays, it makes it so that company or that person can't make a living. They're compensated by anybody. That's my point. Not sure I grasp that. Caller Jim wanted to know whether or not Biden signed an executive order approving a federal digital currency. I think you're referring to the executive order that asked for a federal policy on all things related to the blockchain, decentralized finance, crypto. Many people in that world saw it as a good thing that the government was looking at saying, what do we regulate? What don't we regulate? What are the rules of the road? Let's do this. So most of the people I know in that industry, they want regulation. They want rules of the road to thin out the bad actors, so to speak. So telephone number is 258-0550. Shout out to the Ag World today. It is Ag Day. Tell us what we need to hear, farmers and ranchers. I want to hear from you. I want to know what you'd like us to know. You got the floor today. So call at any time during the program today and just tell us what we need to hear. And know that we have enormous gratitude for you. The vast majority of people here, they get up every day. And, yeah, we might take it for granted that you're there and you're taking on this risk and you're battling weather and everything else. But we appreciate it. And people in this audience, they're smart, savvy folks. They don't go to the grocery store and say, oh, I guess a beautiful roast came from the grocery store. I think they know better. No, it's their neighbors. I don't think any of us have a grasp of the full amount of daily life, like the earlier caller talked about, of what day in and day out is like. Impossible, too. I mean, I've scratched the surface a few times. One of the things we do with the Pucklich Trail Boss is get out to farms and ranches, and I love that. Absolutely love it, because I can just come out firsthand and see what's happening and appreciate the invites to come to your farm or your ranch. Been down to the Chimney Butte Ranch by St. Anthony. Shot the Mandan at calving season. And, they go have a bite to eat and watch on the camera, and I can't leave the barn. I want to see this happen. I'm eating up every minute of it, or being out of the ranch and just seeing how things go at the farm. So it's like Apple's Farm, and it's not long ago. That was a great fun. An apple or a pell? It's a pell. I'm going to mess that up. But my point is this. Those of us that benefit from what you do appreciate it. We really do. But we can't possibly know what it's like. So we'd love to hear from you in that regard. 2580550. Text us at 701-237-1590. And what would you say to the texter who says, what risk? What risk? You farmers, you get every kind of insurance. You're making lots of money every year. Not that I'm ungrateful, but let's not exaggerate the amount of risk you folks are taking on because you're insured by the federal government. What would you say to that particular listener, but also that sentiment that's out there that it's not unique? It's not I hear it a lot from people. And I walk them through some version of this. Hey, let's think about this a minute. First of all, if you're selling an ag product, you sell it on a global market. We can't possibly consume what we grow here, for instance, in North Dakota, or even here in the United States of America, right? We have to do that in a world market. And we compete against big players who don't exactly follow a rule book, right? So you have to understand that to level that playing field, there are programs that are necessary. Otherwise, you would have less and less people doing that every single year and less food security. I can't think of anything more important than food security. Certainly energy security is important as well. And we're seeing the effects of not caring about energy security or American energy dominance right now. When you fill up it, it costs you $100. Pain point there. Well, the same could be said for food security. But it's also life or death. You don't eat, you die. I think that's how it works, isn't it, Todd? Don't eat.
Pretty much. You die.
Yeah. So food security is a national security priority, without question. So these programs are designed to put our farmers in a level playing field with their competitors internationally, and at the same time, keep energy security in the United States of America. I'm all for that. I hope you are too. We're going to chat with a farmer from Ray, North Dakota, coming up in a little bit, who doubles as our correspondent in Ukraine. We don't rely on the fake news correspondents for what's happening in Ukraine. We go right to a North Dakotan to tell us what he's seeing with his own eyes, someone who by day is part of a humanitarian effort there. But at night, he gets on the phone with us and a few other folks around the country and gives us a firsthand report of what he's seeing. Got a very interesting text from him last night about what he's seen firsthand. And, of course, it is getting worse, I think it's fair to say, on the ground right there now. What did he say? A lot of bad stuff. We rescued four kids from orphanages, got them safely to Poland. They've canceled trains back to Warsaw now, making that difficult. Wow. An update next on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Everyone is talking about the Ukraine war and Russia. But is America doing enough to help Ukraine in this dangerous moment for freedom? Newsmax TV is covering the war around the clock with our top correspondents in Kyiv and around the globe. Newsmax is your trusted source. It represents your American values. Even President Trump says Newsmax is, quote, really good. Now Newsmax is conducting an urgent national poll. They want to know if you support a no-fly zone and if you approve of Joe Biden's handling of this crisis. They're also asking if Trump would have stopped the war. You can vote easily in the Newsmax poll. Just text the word zone to 39747. Zone to 39747. And we'll send you the poll right away. Newsmax is on all major cable systems and streaming platforms. I'm watching. You'll love it. Make the switch to Newsmax and be sure and vote in their poll. Text ZONE to 39747 right now.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Severe weather is threatening more than 50 million Americans. More than a dozen states from the southern plains to the southeastern coast are facing some type of severe weather risk for the next couple of days. A tornado outbreak has already slammed Texas and parts of Oklahoma Monday. The greatest threat of tornadoes will be a triangle pattern from Houston, Texas to Memphis, Tennessee to Tallahassee, Florida, and includes Atlanta and New Orleans. President Biden is sounding the alarm and warned of Russian cyber attacks against the United States, what he called new intelligence concerning Putin's regime.
As I said, the magnitude of Russia's cyber capacity is fairly consequential, and it's coming. The federal government is doing its part to get ready. But under U.S. law, as you all remember, the private sector, all of you, largely decides the protections that is you will or will not take.
Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Thompson & Sons are your indoor air quality experts. Many countries around the world have said this is going to be here. COVID is going to be here. So the question is then, what do you do to prepare for that? And by the way, it's not just COVID. There's other viruses that will come and go. There's mold. There's all kinds of things. Remember sick building syndrome years ago?
Yeah, we had blech long before we invented COVID. So.
Yes, exactly right. So the point is, you know, there are tools, sick building syndrome you don't hear about much anymore because HVAC systems came in and said there's a way to target harmful bacteria and viruses and mold in the air, and it's through indoor air quality components that H.A. Thompson and Sons can install in your home, your business. Find out more at hatandsons.com. A little bit of good news here for the supply chain. Canadian Pacific has announced they're going to resume operations after the work stoppage that kicked in just yesterday. Evidently, workers will return today after an agreement was reached between the rail operator and the union. That is good news. Didn't need one more pain point on the supply chain issue. Some text pouring in from our ag world, which we appreciate. Calls, texts, welcome. It's ag day today, so floor is yours, farmers, ranchers. Tell the texter they should go farming, then if it's so easy, go to the bank and borrow money to get yourself started. That might be a little bit of a tongue-in-cheek. Government insurance isn't a living, says another. Farmers don't rely on insurance. These farmers that grow crops in the area are working their tails off, knowing full well that they could be one more drought away from possibly losing their business. What good is insurance without a business? The stress levels of the uncertainty are through the roof right now.
Exactly.
This is something that I think about. I think about that level of risk and that level of stress. That's why I brought it up. So, tell the texter, says another one, next time he goes out to eat, stuffing his round mouth with food to take a long, hard thought about where the heck his food comes from. Texter says, a rancher basically lives off one paycheck a year. We have to be some of the smartest proactive and reactive professions trying to budget all the unknowns. So shout out to all my fellow ranchers and farmers working 24/7, 365. Exactly. Exactly why we're giving you a shout out today on Ag Day. Bill Delzell is a farmer from Ray. Happy Ag Day to you, Bill.
How's everything going in there in North Dakota?
Well, a little less active than where you're at, that's for sure.
Well, it's been actually pretty calm here. You know, I mean, I've been lucky. I got people looking out for me. My friend Olga and Magda out of Poland there, buddy Andre, Hanna and his wife Hanna, and my sometimes interpreter Yana, over at the military base, just been great. I mean, it's a lot of nutty things have happened since we talked to you last. I mean, there's Mara Pool completely destroyed now. I mean, they've other Kharkiv and Irpin were hit pretty hard. On a better news is Volstanek, well-trained military and local volunteers, apparently they routed the Russian military there, so that kind of held them from coming into Kyiv, which we're really thankful for that. It's been a tough deal. We had rocket attacks 2 nights ago, destroyed a mall called Retroville Shopping Mall. Actually, I was there a few days ago, and it was a big mall. But, last death toll was like 8, but, that's expected to climb. It's just sad. It's not a matter of, if, it's a matter of when, I think, at this point. But,
so what possible, strategery, tomorrow a word from the 43rd President of the United States, would it make to Sam to bomb a mall other than let's take out some civilians? What sense is it to target a mall? I mean, are they just firing up any missile and they land where they land, or are they what are people saying there? Why do they think they're doing what they're doing?
I have a buddy, a military advisor that kind of helps me out here on a lot of stuff. Dean Sando out of Minneapolis. He's now a regular listener to your show. Really likes it. But he, we kind of brainstorm every once in a while. And first I thought they're targeting civilians, you know, from the top. Now, I'm not so sure. I mean, because this might be just a failure of leadership. You know, notice that Russian troops are huddled together and making easy targets for the Ukrainian military. You go out. We're the non-coms, the sergeants. Anybody knows anything about warfare? That's where these wars are won. You know, with the liaison between the officers and the enlisted men. But equipment failures, no rations, no fuel, morale, unmotivated, untrained. It's almost a comedy of errors here. And I think, Ukrainian resistance, just amazing, amazing.
Last time we talked, you talked about a confidence among the Ukrainian people that they were within a few weeks of winning this, literally sending Putin back tail in between his legs. As you mentioned, clearly Putin feels the same way because they're ramping up the tempo a little bit in some of these strategic regions. Is there still a sense of confidence there among the Ukrainian people, Bill?
Oh, more so than ever. More so than ever. There's actually people returning from Poland back to here, back to Ukraine, because, I mean, they're so confident this thing's going to be on it. I don't offer an opinion because, I don't know, but, we're already talking about rebuilding. In fact, my friend Yana, she was telling me, you need to come here and, after the war and see Ukraine like it really is. And I go, come here. I'm going to help rebuild it, man. You couldn't drag me away from this place. I'm going to, I love these people. I love this place. I want to see this thing come to an end, obviously. But, I've had help with people in North Dakota. My buddy, the Whiteford family, Windy Creek Borgos, they're going to help me set up some goat dairies over here. They remind me of North Dakotans here, so much that, they're farmers, soybeans, potatoes, ranchers, they basically just want to be left alone. That's North Dakota in a nutshell.
We have some pictures up on our live stream, which, by the way, you can watch the show on our social media, as well as folks from Getter are watching us live there as well, streamed, and photos that Bill has sent, which really give you a sense of what's going on the ground there right now. I see a lot of efforts to get food in the hands of people and different ways to distribute goods through humanitarian efforts there. Talk a little bit about how that works. I see long lines of people. Are they waiting for goods? Are they, the train station still jammed to leave there? Give us a little picture of what you're seeing today. Now, 26 days in here?
Yep. part of what we do with Andre, and we go around and we pick up supplies from, you know, train station or wherever they come in, and we distribute them out, medicine, baby food, you know, food, cigarettes, so, and we're delivering some stuff to the military. It's just kind of, it's exhausting. You know, it's really, really tough. I mean, I got newfound respect for what these people do, but they, the problem is now, and I found out yesterday, they canceled the trains to Warsaw. So I have no idea how I'm getting back yet. So that's kind of, look, I'll figure it out. Always do, but it was kind of, I didn't expect that to happen. I expect them to cancel trains coming in, but not leaving. But so, yeah, my people said they'll take care of me, make sure it happens. But
is that a case where they don't want people to flee any longer? Why would they do that?
I don't know. You know, I mean, like I say, there's a fog that goes about in these type of decisions. You don't find out why till way later. And like, we're in the middle of another 35-hour curfew right now. No clue why. You know, I don't know if it was from the rocket attack 2 nights ago. They're expecting something else. They got another Ukrainian offensive coming in. I mean, it's really hard to figure things out. A lot of these things we're not going to know until the war's over. You know, there's speculation that of widespread slaughter over in Mariupol. Yeah, it's completely destroyed, gone. You know, I mean, I had friends the other day come in from there.
We had a call earlier from a farm family, actually a sheep ranchers north of Bismarck, and they were partnering up with a neighbor and wanted to adopt the Ukrainian farm family. What is happening in the ag world, and are people looking for a way to, you know, get a little reprieve from this in some of the ag areas outside of Kiev and the other places? Have you interacted with any farmers? Give us a sense what's going on there.
I have. I've talked to some people, and Zelensky is telling the plant, get ready for planting season. I mean, is that optimism or what? You know, man, you got, I don't know how that would, I can't imagine how that would be planting crops in the midst of a war. But yeah, one thing, you know, the women of these places where the Russian soldiers are coming in, they put sunflower seeds in the pockets of the soldiers. And I couldn't figure out, you know, what's that all about? And they go, well, we want you to help grow crops, you know, and when you're out there in the field, we want you to fertilize our crops. And kind of odd. Now the Belarusian soldiers coming over, and they call them, bulbas. That means potato man. And apparently the Belarusian troops are going to fertilize the potatoes. Yeah, I lose a lot in the translation, but it's definitely very surreal over here. I mean, the people I deal with are just amazing. You know, my buddy Andre, he was an electrical contractor before the war. And rock and roll star at night around here, so he's real popular. That life is gone. You know, it's just gone. My friend Yana was a fitness instructor, you know, and she told me, I just want my old life back. And I go, all right, we'll do what we can to make that happen. I just don't understand the world, Scott. I mean, if you walk back and we're walking by somebody and they're being brutalized, whether they're a stranger or whatever, I mean, how can we just ignore it, keep walking by? I mean, somebody needs to explain that to me like I'm 5 years old, because I'm not getting it. I don't understand how the world can just ignore this.
Humanity is hard to sort out, but the outpouring of support from a lot of folks, including yourself, Bill, is pretty amazing. I want you to tell us about the orphanage. You know, you're helping to evacuate orphanages. And then also, by the way, if you know of anybody that wants to connect literally with a North Dakota family, happy to connect the two. So I'll give you the information during the break. We'll finish with Bill on the other side of the break. Bill Dalzell, farmer from Stanley, North Dakota, helping in Ukraine. Fred and Wang, Scott Selby want to weigh in, too, on Ag Day. We're brought to you by our friends at the University of Mary. Flexible, affordable options right now give you the gift of education from the University of Mary. Bachelor's degree, graduate degree, tailor your skills with a certificate. Go to online.umary.edu. And remember, promo code Scott waives your application.
You see the signs everywhere. Strata. What are they?
They're all about service, exceptional service and support to their customers, quality, high quality, cost competitive products and services, integrity, innovation too, and they're a great place to work. The Strata Corporation has a career for you waiting at stratacorporation.com. Click the careers link. Solid people, solid products, solid performance. Since 1910, that's Strata Solid. All month long at Effectual Serve USA, you're going to save on Red Bull, 3 12-ounce cans are $6. Wild River Beef Jerky, $4.99 a pack. Stun Guns are $5 off. And that any size fountain pop or coffee cappuccino deal is good all month long. 49 cents, you pick the size. What a deal. Fresh baked muffins, fresh baked cookies, the 4 for $4 deal, where you get a Hot Stuff personal pan pizza, two of the best made cookies around, and a drink on us. 4 for $4, Petro Serve USA. There's very few things that are certain in this world, but if you spend more time in a sauna or hot tub, you will be better for it, above the water, below the water.
That's right, and both increase your circulation, and when that's happening, good things are happening. Heat transfers in the body, heat proteins, and we could talk on and on and on, but you're better, like you said, below the water, above the water, and beyond the water.
Finley Osaunas, hot spring spas, hurry. Call 844-200-7727, online at hotspringspasandpooltables2.com.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI Ben dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI Bens, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm brought to you by our friends at MyPillow today. Incredible deal, 60% off sheets and towels right now. MyPillow sheets are all kinds of colors. These are Giza Dream sheets, means the cotton in them comes from the Mediterranean. And it is unlike anything you've ever slept on. And they have the deep pockets in the corners too, so they're really easy to get on. Tons of colors, 60% off right now. Same thing with the towels. Lots of colors to choose from there, and these are towels that actually dry you off. What a concept. Mike Lindell and the team has been canceled from everybody from their bank to the big box stores, shopping channels. So it's up to us, we the people, stand up for our friend Mike Lindell. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT, or call 800 1-800-506-9028. Finishing up with Bill Dalzell here, Ray, North Dakota farmer in Ukraine. By the way, when there's a curfew, does that mean you can go down the block and grab something, or does that mean you literally don't leave where you're staying?
You don't leave the building. And it's real tough on people with pets, you know what I mean? You have to, if you get a dog, you need to walk them. You know, they can't be locked up for 36 hours. So it's kind of tough. And some of these dogs we rescued were so shook up that it took a while to get them calm again because they came from a war zone. You know, dogs get all panicky over fireworks. Well, you know, these are fireworks like you can't even imagine. But it's just odd. I never thought I'd come over here and rescue dogs and cats and rescue anybody. I came over here to, some basic humanitarian work in the day, and that's become like a full-time job with overtime. But once you get around these people, you can't help but want to help out. Yeah. It's contagious. I'm caught up in the whole, we're going to win this thing fever because I'm already planning projects, and the rebuild after the war, but putting up some goat dairies, things I was doing overseas that I lost because, the COVID panic. I mean, basically I watched everything all projects I had that I'm working on like 10 years, some of them go under. So, I mean, why not be here?
You told me a story by text about the orphanages, and I wanted to give you a chance to talk a little bit about that. Where you literally went into orphanages and rescued these children, right?
Well, yeah, I didn't actually go in and rescue. I was trying to get contact, find out what's going on with it, because they lost contact. Abundance International is the outfit I'm working with. It's got Mark Davis, really great, and Yuri on the ground here. But AbundanceInternational.org, they can always use help because, I mean, war creates plenty of orphans, that's for sure. We were looking for them just trying to get contact, find out what's going on, because they're not above firing rockets into orphanages. They proved that in Mariupol. But we were able to they were all safely transported to Poland. So all four orphanages cleared out now. And that just made my day. I mean, if nothing else, that made the trip a success. But I think there's a lot more to come. You know, we're established some supply routes, so we're going to be able to pull more people out. A friend coming over, he wants to buy some buses in Poland, in Warsaw, bring supplies in and refugees back out into Poland. Yeah, a lot of risk on there. I just can't believe the people willing to volunteer. And luckily for me, I was able to do the heavy groundwork. Cause I had no clue what I was doing when I got over here. I had an interpreter. I had a hotel blown up. Interpreter couldn't come in. So, I was lucky I met the right people. I wouldn't want anybody else to have to go through that.
By the way, there is a North Dakota farmer detained just outside of Kyiv. His name is Kurt Grosjans. There's been all kinds of efforts by North Dakota's congressional delegation and diplomatic efforts to get him free. There's now concern that there's not food being brought in because many of the folks in that detention facility are not showing up for work. So that situation hasn't gotten any better. We remember him on Ag Day as well and continue to pray for his safe relief and return home. So so many reasons to add all these situations into your prayers, folks, that's for sure. Anything else you want us to know, Bill?
Yeah, well, text me the guy's information and everything since I am in Kyiv. Maybe I can check on, bring some food, see what we can do. But I remember reading the story. Yeah, I caught up in some corrupt deal that, I tell people, is there corruption here? I'm sure there is, That's not going to go away. Yeah, that's going to take a generation for that to be cleared up. Yeah, a lot of that was from the prior administration, I mean, is there atrocities? Yes, there are. It's war, and that's what happens. But and it's so bad for this guy. Yeah, I'd like to, it probably wouldn't hurt to go talk to him and and get his side of the store. I'll put that on my list of things to do before I leave, if I can leave.
Yeah, my understanding is that he's not in Kyiv proper, but rather outside Kyiv, so I know that's challenging to get there, but we'll definitely connect you. Any help, I'm sure the family would appreciate it. Bill, be safe, and thanks for the updates. We'll talk again soon.
All right, thank you, boss. We'll talk tomorrow.
Bill Dalzell, Ray, North Dakota farmer in Ukraine. Scott and Selby, what's on your mind?
I just want to address the text that you had earlier about a farmer making so much money. I've done this 32 years. I can count on one hand the profit zone. As far as crop insurance goes, the only time we're really truly covered in crop insurance is when we have decent prices. Otherwise, we're not even covered for our cost.
I just think there's a level of misinformation out there on that. Scott, stay tuned. We'll finish. Yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.